Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today, lots of sunshine with a high of about 85 degrees. Kenosha right now is partly sunny and 67. Same thing in Burlington. 70 in Milwaukee. Racine sunny and 69 degrees. One Racine firefighter suffered a head injury while affected by a heat for another. Four families offered help from the Red Cross. A fire at a multi-unit apartment complex at 500 Shelbourne Court yesterday afternoon. That fire causing about $50,000 in damage. Captain Mark Villapando with the Fire Investigation Office says cause is still under investigation. The fire itself, though, was contained to the east end of the building. Two of the four families displaced had some pets inside. They were removed by firefighters and those family members. Extra crews and equipment were brought in because it was such a big building and because of the hot weather. The Racine fire bells were on scene, providing their usual relief to the crews. Several of the neighbors, though, offering the firefighters some cold water. On these hot days here in southeast Wisconsin, some reminder attention to a situation in Oklahoma. A police officer's body camera captures a gut-wrenching moment. A woman is confronted with the fact she left her toddler inside a hot van. Now, the youngster survived. And Andrew Spencer says the woman is now in jail.
The officer's body camera captures the confrontation with Hannah Secondi.
Oh, God! Oh, God! I can't believe I did that! Oh, my God! That is crazy! Oh, my God!
Another daughter can be heard in the background.
Oh, my God!
The mother? No, she's not.
On a hot, clear day, the toddler had been left alone inside a van in the parking lot of a Walmart in Owosso, Oklahoma. Other shoppers opened an unlocked door to find the one-year-old covered in sweat. She's okay today, and her temperature is back under 100 degrees. She's now with her father. I'm Andrew Spencer.
In Racine County, the victim of a drowning in Wind Lake Wednesday night, a local resident not wearing a life jacket at the time. 77-year-old Gerald Felician's body recovered by divers Thursday morning. News release from the sheriff's office says this appears to have been a drowning, nothing else, though the investigation is continuing. Felician disappeared in the lake while attempting to deal with his sinking boat. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin pushing a new ordinance that would put time limits on how long people can sit or lie on public benches, sidewalks, and other city property. Says the city's transient drifter population is growing every week, and Madison's created a circus atmosphere where anything goes. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, his downtown pedestrian protection ordinance doesn't specifically mention homeless people, but Soglin told reporters that is exactly who it's targeting.
We've got members of the public saying, we'd like a little space downtown. The answer we're getting is, I'm homeless. I'm a protected class. I can do whatever I want. You can't touch me. And I've had those exact words said to me as I've come in and out of the city county building, which is out of control.
First offense with the ordinance, $200 ticket, fines up to $500 for repeat offenses. Hundreds of photographs and documents from the shooting death of Wisconsin State Trooper Trevor Casper, as well as squad car audio, providing the public with the reality of that situation. He was facing an armed bank robber. His first solo day on the job, it also left his family with a mixture of emotions. That's according to the Fond du Lac County District Attorney, Eric Toney.
I think it's been at times difficult for the family because it's heart-wrenching hearing the emotion in the troopers that were there and other law enforcement officers.
Meanwhile, Tony says the trooper Casper's actions were heroic. He was gravely wounded at the time he exchanged gunfire with that bank robber, who was also killed. Kenosha resident Michael Bell, whose son was shot and killed by police outside their home 11 years ago, has been crusading against standard operating procedures in law enforcement ever since. He's now filed a complaint against Kenosha County DA Robert Zaff with the Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation. Bell pressing the grievance against Zaff because of alleged oversight and lack of action regarding a police officer, a former police officer, who admitted he planted evidence in a homicide case. In addition, Bell says that Zaff should not have the review authority in the forthcoming State Justice Department report on the shooting of a citizen by Officer Pablo Torres back in March. A Madison lawmaker and the mother of several Boy Scouts praising this week's decision by the national organization to lift a blanket ban on gay leadership. Melissa Sargent says the ban scared away a lot of families that might have otherwise been interested in scouting.
I know a number of parents that have grown up in scouting families, and they very much wanted to provide that for their kids, peers of my sons. But they have decided that it is something that they just can't take on, considering the discriminatory policy.
Boy Scouts' new policy does not allow individual charters to prohibit gay leadership, but she says at least parents will be able to know in advance. City of Racine Administrator Tom Friedel says he came back under a 2-year extension of his contract with a slight pay boost because he wasn't ready to retire. And in his words, "I still think I have something to offer." On WRJN's Community Conversations, the one-time alderman and interim mayor said he wants to see the city succeed and get back some of the lost glory from years gone by. Noted many community infrastructure improvements connect to grant money. That's from face-to-face meetings, he said, like the mayor does in Washington and elsewhere.
The world is run by those who show up. If you're at the table, if I have a relationship with you, whether it's in Washington, whether it's in Region 5 EPA in Chicago, the mayor has made those connections and those relationships, and they remember the people who are at the table and who are working hard and who are producing results. And when they're making decisions, they're looking at all the score sheets, but you know and I know how decisions are made. You tend to lean toward your friends and the people you know and the people you trust.
Like the intense council debate about a raise for the job he may or may not hold for the full 2 years, Friedel tells WRJN News that the upcoming budget process needs to include others also getting pay raises. The entire interview with Racine City Administrator Tom Friedel's on our webpage, WRJN.com, under Community Conversation. The next police chief in the city of Kenosha, well, it could be an internal or an external candidate and make between $105,000 and $134,000 in salary. That's according to the initial job description put together by the Police and Fire Commission. The new chief will be sought this fall to replace John Morrissey, who announced he'll retire next April when the city gets its new mayor. Morrissey's salary is $128,000. That raised some discussion during Thursday's meeting about perhaps a higher starting point in the job description. Kenosha News says the panel voted to amend the application requirements from a lieutenant to a captain while maintaining the preference for a candidate with a master's degree but mandating a bachelor's degree. Milwaukee County Supervisor Marina Dmitrijevic has stepped down this week as county board chair, and she's now been named the executive director of the new Wisconsin Working Families Party. It's a coalition of labor and community groups. JS Online says Dmitrijevic has not decided if she'll run for re-election next spring when the county board goes to part-time status. The new Milwaukee County Board Chairman is Supervisor Ted Lipscomb. Well, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has set the income thresholds for free and reduced lunch. Families of four with household income of less than $31,500 a year get free lunch. Between $31,500 and just under $45,000, it's reduced lunch. Full income list is available online at dpi.wi.gov. Oh, and speaking of school, the supply lists are out now in the stores, and already you can start to see that the stores are ready for the upcoming rush when people have to start getting ready to send the kids off. When it comes to kindergarten through the high schools, a laptop or a tablet may not be within the mix with those pencils and those line notebooks. Madison College retail expert Betty Hurd says they have, though, become an important item in many households when it comes to school.
There's more and more emphasis in the K-12 system in particular, and certainly at the college level as well, on being able to do work from home.
She says electronic items like this have resulted in the average spending for school supplies going up in recent years, though it's expected to kind of level off or even go down just a little bit this fall. WRJN.com throughout the day. It's our source for local news. Whenever you want, go to our webpage, look for the local news section. You can hear our podcasts. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.